de Broadway a Gran Vía. La semana pasada nos quedamos escuchando el primer acto del musical Kiss of the Spider Woman, El beso de la mujer araña, una obra compuesta por Fred Ebb y John Kander, los autores de las conocidísimas obras Chicago y Cabaret. Esta obra se desarrolla en el interior de una prisión donde Molina, un fanático de las películas cuya imaginación se impone a la realidad, y Valentín, un revolucionario marxista encerrado por sus ideas políticas, comparten celda. Allí son torturados una y otra vez por los salvajes guardias. Molina vive bajo la obsesión del beso de la mujer araña, un beso que resulta mortal para cualquier persona. Por su parte, Valentín se resiste a dar los nombres de sus camaradas revolucionarios mientras piensa en su amada Marta. Han pasado los días y Valentín se recupera de un intento de envenenarle. El revolucionario está ahora fascinado con las fantasías cinematográficas de su compañero, tanto que le pide que le narre la última de las películas de su diva, Aurora. Molina comienza a narrar una película rusa muda en la que Aurora muere para salvar la vida de su amante.
Flame of St. Petersburg, the final reel. Tatiana Alexandrovna, vedette du cabaret, is singing her final number. All of St. Petersburg is there. The Tsar himself is in the audience. It is a farewell performance. For tomorrow she will become the Countess Ostrovsky.
There's going to be good times, nothing but good times. They're going to be scattering those clouds of gray. And all of those bad times, those terrible bad times, are going to be packing up and leaving town today. So put on a smile. Start waving your hand. Whatever was grim is going to be grand. And
there's going to be
to her dressing room and her faithful maid, Lisette. Madame.
Yes, Lisette.
This note arrived for you.
Oh. Count Ostrovsky has deceived you. Your lover, the student revolutionary Bolshevik anarchist Anatole, will be shot as he waits for you in vain on the Pushkin Bridge this evening at the stroke of midnight. A friend. Oh, I must save him. Summon my troika.
But, madame, the danger...
Not a word, Lisette. Pas un mot. To be in love is the sweetest thing, Lisette. But to risk everything for love is even sweeter.
Tatiana, my love!
C'est Louis Ostrovsky.
How you hate him?
Oh, God.
My carriage is waiting, my love.
Quick, there's no time. I must slip out the back way. Hold him at bay for as long as you can.
Tatiana!
Adieu, Lisette. Courage!
Tatiana!
Cut to dark, shadowy streets. Snow is falling. The wind is whistling. A night of terror. The clock strikes midnight. Tatiana dismisses her troika driver. And as she hurries down the empty, terrifying, night-shadowed streets, her whole life swirls before her. At last, she sees the bridge over the canal. And in the light of a solitary street lamp, her lover. She is in time. She will save him. They will flee to Paris. She begins to run, but his figure seems to recede. It's like a terrible dream.
turns. His eyes light up. He calls to her. Tatiana! Barry! Close up. Joy, not pain, illuminates her features. Courage, not fear, is writ large across her face. This is not death. This is ecstasy.
Anatole. My Anatole. I wanted to warn you.
What have you done for me, my Tatiana?
Nothing. Nothing, my Anatole.
Red blood stains the snowy street. Ah, she's fading fast. But she is in her lover's arms again at last, and somehow, forever.
So, put on a smile. Start waving your hand. Whatever was grim is going to be grand. And there's going to be good times. Nothing but good times.
Ahora Valentín comienza a contarle la triste historia de su vida. Creció como un niño pobre, pero con la determinación de hacer de este mundo un lugar mejor. Con los años aprendió que si la libertad no llega mañana, llegará el día después.
And boxes nailed together, cardboard boxes, my castle, my home. And we slept on the floor, my sister and I, with gunny sacks for our pillows, coughing, hungry, cozy, my home. And every Sunday on our knees, we would thank the Lord for his bountiful blessings.
And our mother poured soup into little cracked bowls as she spoke of something better, beefsteak, maybe someday. My home. And that lady had eyes that were empty and cold at the ripe old age of 30. Death came. Welcome to my home. And still that Sunday on our knees, how we thank the Lord for his bountiful blessings. And my sister and I swore the day that we left there'd be no more children like us, in the filth there, in the heat there, in the smell there. And no more Sundays on our knees would we thank the Lord for his bountiful blessings. Came to the city and begged for our food. Then one April day we heard it, thunder rumbling, one man speaking, thousands singing. Someday we'll be free. I promise you we'll be free. If not tomorrow, then the day after that.
and the candles in our hand will illuminate this land. If not tomorrow, then the day after that. And the world that gives us pain, that fills our lives with fear, on the day after that, will disappear. And the war we fought to win, I promise you we will win. If not tomorrow, then the day after that, or the day after that.
Someday we'll be free, I promise you we'll be free. If not tomorrow,
if not tomorrow,
then the day after that,
or the day after that.
And the candles in our hand will illuminate this land. If not tomorrow,
Alguacil informa a Molina que el estado de su madre empeora. Sabiendo que ella hará que Molina traicione a Valentín, les permite hablar por teléfono.
Mama, it's me. Mama, I'm coming to get you. It won't be much longer. Mama, you'll see. But don't try to talk now. You've got to get stronger. Soon we'll be going to movies. I'll buy you beautiful things. Wait till you see what tomorrow brings. Happiness, Mama, you never know where it might be. Mama, it's me. Hush, Mama, hush, you've got no reason to cry. No, Mama, no. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Molina cae en la trampa. Y después de hablar con su madre, está dispuesto a sonsacar información a Valentín para que el alguacil le dé el permiso para cuidar de su madre. Aquella noche Valentín le pide el favor de hacer llegar un mensaje cuando salga de la prisión, pero Molina se niega. No quiere saber nada que cuando le torturen pueda confesar y terminar traicionando a su amigo. En este momento es evidente que Molina ha cometido el mayor de todos los errores. Está enamorado de Valentín.
Anything for him, he must know.
I'd do anything for him, I want him so. I've no interest in his cause, let that be. Please God, let him turn around and look at me.
He'd do anything for me, I can tell. He'd do anything for me, I know him well. If we touch before he goes, he'll make that call. He'd do anything for me, anything at all.
Darse cuenta de esto, Valentín utiliza su última carta y seduce a Molina con la intención de que ceda y acepte enviar el mensaje al salir de la prisión. Mientras la noche envuelve a los dos hombres, la mujer araña aparece triunfante. El beso de la mujer araña llegará a todo el mundo, en cualquier momento, incluidos los amantes.
Or later you're certain to meet in the bedroom, the parlor, or even the street. There's no place on earth you're likely to miss her kiss. Sooner or later in sunlight or gloom, when the red candles flicker, she'll walk in the room, and the curtains will shake and the fire will hiss. Here comes her kiss. And the moon grows dimmer as the tides low ebb, and her black beads shimmer, and you're aching to moon, but you're caught in the web of the spider woman in her velvet cape. You can scream, escape. Sooner or later your love will arrive, and she touches your heart. You're alert and alive, but there's only one pin that can puncture such bliss, her kiss. Sooner or later you bathe in success, and your minions salute. They say nothing but yes, but your power is empty, it fades like the mist once you've been kissed. And the moon grows dimmer at the tide's low ebb, and your breath comes faster, and you're aching to move, but you're caught in the web of the spider. You can run, you can scream, you can hide.
Al día siguiente, Valentín vuelve a insistir. Molina sigue rechazando la idea de tener información sobre los amigos de Valentín, pero comienza a ceder. Entonces, Valentín le besa. Molina memoriza el número de teléfono y el mensaje para Marta. En la sala de tortura, Valentín está atado y sangrando, pero continúa sin dar los nombres de sus camaradas. De pronto se da cuenta de que ha traicionado a Molina en el momento en el que le utilizó para llevar su mensaje fuera de la cárcel y pide a su amigo que diga los nombres que conoce para que no le torturen también a él. Pero ahora Molina parece más fuerte que su compañero y se niega a hablar. El alguacil saca su pistola y la empuña en la sien de Molina. Amenaza con disparar si nadie le da los nombres. Valentín se dispone a hablar, pero Molina le corta y le dice que si declara, entonces será él el que le traicione. No hay salida. Molina susurra, te quiero, y el alguacil aprieta el gatillo. Cuando su vida se convirtió en un infierno, Molina se refugió en su imaginación y en sus películas. Ahora que su vida es imposible, Molina se imagina en su propia película. Todo el mundo que ha conocido se encuentra en ella, y ahora puede expresar sin miedo su amor por Valentín. Enfundado en un elegante traje blanco, Molina expresa que él solo encontró su felicidad en las películas. Ahora, la mujer araña es la protagonista de esta película, y juntos bailan un tango. Finalmente, sin miedo, Molina acepta el beso de la mujer araña. Y aquí termina este musical. La semana que viene prometemos traerles pues un musical un poquito más alegre que este. Hasta entonces.
Optimistic endings, passionate romances, beautifully beefy heroes taking death-defying chances, only in the movies. Decorous Madonnas, totally compliant, challenging a villain bravely, both high-busted and defiant. Only in the movies. But marble floors to glide on, and loop-the-loops to ride on, and sultry girls' beginning song begin. I found as I grew older, and life became much colder, were to my sorrow nowhere to be seen. And so I sprayed a little perfume, dabbed a little powder, and suddenly the muted strings began to play a little louder. And though I knew the difference, I kept on pretending I was in the movies. But everything changed when I met you. You changed my life somehow. Everything changed when I met you. I find I won in Technicolor.
And as this princess lay dying, she raised her lovely head. And as her lover knelt beside her, this is what she said. Looking into those steely blue eyes of his, she cried, "Viva la guerra!"